KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Competition Tribunal says a company that complained about the sale of COVID-19 test kits had no valid legal case under the Competition Act. Glenmore Capital approached the tribunal claiming it had been excluded from selling its rapid antigen test kits. NewsWatch's Nqinkuhle Malinga reports.
The tribunal threw out the company's 2 billion rand complaint this week. Glenmore Capital brought the National Health Laboratory Service, Afrocentric Health and the Health Department before the independent body. The company argued that it was unfairly left out of selling its rapid antigen test kits to the public and private sectors. But the health service providers picked up multiple issues with Glenmore's case. The tribunal found that the company's complaint lacked both legal and factual support under the Competition Act. It found that the group, which imports and distributes health and medical products, failed to clearly explain the market it was operating in and named the wrong companies. The dispute began in 2022 when the Competition Commission decided not to pursue the case, saying Glenmore's poor sales were due to late approval and a drop in demand as COVID-19 eased. Nqinkuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Minister of Higher Education Buti Manamela says he'll meet soon with management at the Durban University of Technology to review progress following investigations into governance issues. On Friday, Labour authorities halted a multi-million rand construction project at the institution. They requested more documentation from the project consultant amid reports that they may have been operating without a valid permit. The varsity says it submitted the necessary documents and is waiting for feedback. Manamela says a meeting with DUT's council has been scheduled, focusing on ensuring clean governance in infrastructure and supply chain matters.
I'll be looking forward to a meeting with the council to get a briefing on progress as it relates to the implementation of some of the reports, investigations reports on those issues. And I must emphasize that most of the universities, the allegations against corruption have got absolutely nothing to do with learning and teaching. It's about infrastructure, building, supply chain management. And I think it's quite unfortunate that we've had all these reports that relates to bad governance. And that's something that we will be looking at.
Untainted fentanyl has been blamed for the deaths of at least 87 hospital patients in Argentina. A court has been probing the number of deaths linked to batches of the drug contaminated with bacteria, including Klebsiella. The country's drug regulator filed a complaint after tainted supplies were identified at one hospital. Cases were then picked up in other facilities in Buenos Aires and other provinces. At least 24 people have been questioned and had their assets frozen by the court, including the owner of a pharmaceutical company said to have produced and sold the contaminated drug. Look at our lead story. The Competition Tribunal says a company that complained about the sale of COVID-19 test kits had no valid legal case under the Competition Act. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.